Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. On Tuesday, the leader of the free world will mount the dais in the U.S. House of Representatives to describe the state of the Union. He will speak of a country recovering from a pandemic, an economy roaring back from near recession, and he will assure us that it will soon be 1950 again in America. Meanwhile, more and more thinkers and writers and fewer political leaders are pointing out, often with barely restrained panic, the multitude of growing existential threats rising against not only this country, but the industrialized world. For example, a current headline in The Nation asks, "Should we start preparing for the evacuation of Miami?" Alarmist? Not when you admit that there is no doubt whatsoever that Miami is drowning, sinking into rising seas. It is considered to be the most endangered coastal city in the world. High tides are flooding more areas of the city more severely every year. The rising saline water table is destroying the sewer system and threatening the fresh water supply. Then there are the hurricanes, more of them every year, each one, it seems, more destructive than the last. One of them just about flattened Fort Myer last September. It destroyed 5,000 homes, badly damaged 30,000. They are still finding bodies in the wreckage this week. Thousands of people are living in their cars or in tents or in relatives' overcrowded houses or in motels they can't afford, waiting for the government aid for which they are qualified, but which the various government agencies are too overwhelmed to process. FEMA and the rest are falling further and further behind and getting deeper and deeper in debt every year. Soon, perhaps when the next Category 5 hurricane hits dead on, Miami will begin to die. And soon after that, 6 million people will be looking for a place to live. To prepare for this, authorities in the Miami region have spent millions of dollars on giant pumps that pump encroaching seawater back out to sea and that are overwhelmed by 3 inches of rain. They've elevated some critical roadways, often in ways that make nearby flooding worse. But the governor of Florida is far more worried about drag queens than he is about the impending fate of Miami. The weight of those millions of refugees will not fall on what is left of Florida, of course. They'll be headed elsewhere. And to prepare for their arrival, preparations that require public works projects on a vast scale over a very long timeline, the federal government is doing precisely nothing. Another hair-on-fire article appeared a week ago in Compact magazine with the bone-chilling title, "The Coming Dust Bowl." Referencing the increasingly acute water shortages afflicting the American Southwest, the writer makes the point that the underlying drought has been a growing crisis for 50 years, an implacably spreading cancer on which the authorities have pasted several band-aids. Now two of the nation's largest reservoirs, Lakes Mead and Powell, are on the verge of becoming dead pools, unable to pass water downstream in the dwindling Colorado River or to drive their dams' hydroelectric generators. Where this is headed is as plain as Miami's future, a new American dust bowl, making a large chunk of the country uninhabitable and spurring a massive wave of internal migration, spilling out of the states affected by the crisis. And it now looks like the crisis will begin to bite at a time when the United States is polarized at home and overtaxed abroad. Then there are the wildfires, the melting of the permafrost, the dwindling supplies of oil, the crashing healthcare system, the failing electric grid, etc. But by all means, gather the family around your console black and white TV on Tuesday night and watch President Biden describe another wonderful day in the neighborhood. Close your eyes and pretend it's 1950. Lord knows we can use the distraction of a good fairy tale.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.